Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
With Angels from the Realms of Glory from their award-winning album of the year, Christmas in London. Our featured group today is the Guardians Quartet with music from their project, Christmas with the Guardians. I asked John Darren Rousey what he enjoys most about Christmas.
Well, I love all the warm and fuzzy stuff that goes along with Christmas, but there's something about certain smells at Christmas time. You know, I grew up in a home with my grandmother would fix very specific things at Christmas time. And, you know, you get bored with different foods all year, throughout the year. But at Christmas time, I want the traditional food that we've had since I was a kid. And those smells when the house, when those pies are baking or that carrot cake is fixing in the oven. And there are smells like that that just take me back to being a kid. And I don't ever want those to go away. I want that to feel like Christmas. And those smells and the sounds of the Christmas music playing in the background, that makes Christmas for me.
That's John Darren Rousey, and here are the Guardians with If It's Christmas.
Been a whole lot of work, but the house looks swell.
The lights on the tree, the elf on the shelf.
There's a fire finally burning all by itself.
But at least we've got another funny story to tell.
As much as we would like to just stay inside,
we've got somewhere to be every day and every night.
But the truth is it's all about love and hope, and we should take that with us
wherever we go. So spread some joy, spread some cheer. When you leave, don't leave it here.
If it's Christmas,
if it's Christmas,
take it everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go.
Been a whole lot of busy and running around,
and a lot of folks wearing a necessary frown.
You just might be the gift that was left off their list,
that reminds them of a reason for a season like this.
So spread some joy, spread some cheer. When you leave, don't leave it here.
If it's Christmas,
if it's Christmas,
Merry Christmas, fellas.
I can't believe it's finally here.
It's the best time of the year.
Monopoly money for everyone.
That's right.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Hi, we're the Guardians.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
While shepherds kept their watch over silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Down in a lonely manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent down salvation that blessed Christmas morn.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Shout it from the rooftop, sing it in the street, tell it to the world and everybody you meet. Shout it from the rooftop, sing it in the street, tell it to the world
and everybody
you meet. Go tell it on the mountain, on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain,
on the mountain.
Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain. That's the Guardians. Coming up in just a moment, we'll visit with the Inspirationals Quartet of Texas. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to the Gospel Greats.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
Southwest Title extends heartfelt holiday greetings to their valued customers. They're proud to be a part of the community and wish everyone peace and happiness in 2025.
From Richland Locker to their cherished customers, happy holidays. They're grateful for the support throughout the year and are excited for what's to come in 2025.
The Village of Muscadet and Mushroom Fest celebrates the holiday season by thanking their loyal customers. Here's to a joyful Christmas and a prosperous start to 2025 for everyone.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. The Inspirationals Quartet of Texas have recorded a new Christmas project called An Inspirational Christmas. The quartet is made up of Don Wills on bass, Ron Wills on baritone, Scott Brand is their new lead singer, John Rulopaugh on tenor, and Brian Elliott is their pianist. Don talks about the new recording.
The Christmas album, we entered into doing that. I was talking to Ron about it, and Ron said, we need another album. Let's do a Christmas album. It was almost a nonchalant approach to it until we got into the studio and the song selection, things came together. Scott singing and John is a great communicator, and the songs and the orchestration that they put on it, I think it's really going to be something real special.
That's Don Wills. Here is the first cut on the project called Christmas Day, the Inspirationals Quartet of Texas.
Joy.
to the world on a night like no other. Emmanuel, God is with us. Beggars and kings, let us come and adore him. Rest in his peace, bow before him.
Sing all you people, the Lord Almighty reigns. Sing every creature of God, come bless his name. For he is good, for he is good. He was born to conquer the grave.
Day, the Inspirationals Quartet of Texas. Scott Brand is the newest member of the group, and he talks about one of his favorites on the project called So Silently.
The lyric is so good. It just says so silently. And basically, you know, our Lord didn't come, you know, he didn't roll down a golden, you know, staircase and have this big arrival to earth. He would come as lowly as he could. in a stable, and he came very silently, and that's kind of what the song says. It's a powerful song. It's a one, the guys did a great job singing the song, and I know it's going to touch a lot of people.
That's Scott Brand, and here is the Inspirationals Quartet of Texas, So Silently.
He could have come with armies like a mighty one. He could have come with glory like the rising sun. He could have come on clouds of wonder. Shouted holy at our Savior's birth. And while the earth was deep in slumber, the love was born to set us free. Our Savior came, he came so silently. No claps of thunder. Celebration for the name above all names. How could a world not know what was right before their eyes? Not just a child, but a long-awaited King. He was our Savior who came so silent.
Silently, the Inspirationals Quartet of Texas.
Tenor John Rulipaugh is out front on a unique lyric called Where Else Would a Lamb Be Born?
The song talks about, you know, he didn't come, and it kind of goes along with Scott's song, So Silently. He didn't come, he didn't have a royal palace or a royal birth. But he was born and laid in a manger in a stable. But where else would a lamb be born? And that's kind of the idea of the song. So I love the lyric and the whole idea of that song. And so I'm proud to have the opportunity to sing it.
That's John Rulipaugh, and here is the Inspirationals Quartet of Texas. Where else would a lamb be born?
No proper place, no regal palace to receive a royal birth. God's gift of love wrapped in a blanket would be his way to reach the earth.
A bed of straw a cradle, embracing God in human form. One would expect more than a stable, but where else would a lamb be born? Where else would a lamb?
Inspirationals Quartet of Texas. It's on their new recording called An Inspirational Christmas, a great album. In just a moment, we'll finish up with the Guardians Quartet. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. As the year ends, Prem Meats expresses their gratitude for the continued support, wishing all of their customers a magical Christmas and a bright new year.
Well, the weather maybe not the nicest out there to start the day today, but I have a little faith that it will at least be warming up a bit. Right now, though, we're at 33 degrees. Bit of a cooler start to the day, but expect to see highs of around 40. Also, some early fog. As a result, though, of the not-so-nice weather yesterday and into the early part of today, we can tell you there's a few weather announcements, one of which is that the Basswood Union Church Bible Study and church services are canceled. First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock canceling its 8:30 service, and United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian 9:30 service today has been canceled.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
The Gospel Grace.
Hello, friend, and welcome back. Coming up, we'll continue with more from The Guardians. Here is Authentic Unlimited with a new kid in town.
Messiah, we're following the star that's shining brighter. Oh man, won't you help us if you can? He shook his head and he pointed. Just another baby, I suppose. Heaven knows there's a new kid in town here in Bethlehem. Heaven knows there's a
new kid in town that's authentic unlimited. The new kid in the Guardians group is Paul Lancaster. Paul has a long resume, having sung with groups like the Booth Brothers, the Neelands, and the Martins, just to name a few. In February of 2021, Paul's wife Michelle passed away after a brave battle with breast cancer. It was a difficult time for Paul and his three sons. Paul remembers the difficult Christmas celebration of 2021.
You know, the season leading up to it was sad, right? Because we had a great partnership, right? I knew my job. I was the mule. She was the ideas, and I was the mule that carried it out, right? And that was we had a great partnership, and it worked, you know, because she's a brainstormer, and it all still, even when she was fighting cancer and on oxygen, that Christmas, last Christmas she was with us in 2020, came together because of her. Because she, even though she couldn't go, she sent me to do all this, and she thought of it, right? I don't. And so I was lost without her that first year and not knowing what to do. And you missed her more at that time of year because that was our time we really dug in together, you know, and put it all together, right? And so it turned out being great, and it was different. But well, I tell you, when I knew things were going to be okay, I try not to cry when I say this, but when I was downstairs, I was down there with my mother-in-law and my now fiance, and I heard upstairs the boys laughing upstairs. And that's what we used to have every Christmas. We'd be downstairs and hear them together and laughing and, you know how brothers are, right, and picking on each other. And I knew everything was going to be all right. And it was a good day. The day itself was great. The day itself was wonderful. But the season leading up to it was kind of sad. But that was a wonderful moment when I heard the boys' laughter from upstairs. And
you did hear him say fiance. Paul proposed to Greta Hayes in February of this year. She said yes. On the new Guardians album, Paul recorded a song with his son, Jackson.
We got to record a duet on Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And so, yeah, and it's, you know, I just wish his mom could hear it, you know. But, yeah, it's great. He did a wonderful job. People say you can hear the DNA there, you know. My son, Jackson, he's 18 and he's graduated this year, and
He's a crooner already.
Yeah, he is. His favorite stuff is from that era. He loves Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra and Michael Bublé, of course. And so he loves it all. I've raised him to like it all, right? But that's his probably favorite.
That's Paul Lancaster. And here he is with his son, Jackson. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide.
Through the years. shining star above the highest bow, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. That's the Guardians featuring Paul Lancaster and his son Jackson. Before there was a Paul Lancaster in the Guardians, there was the original tenor and founding member Dean Hickman. Pat Barker says Dean sang on one of the classics.
We were so thrilled, you know, so many people who follow Dean Hickman, and Dean is doing great. We can't give enough praise reports about how God has brought Dean through. But several months back, he had brain surgery, emergency brain surgery, was non-responsive for over a week, and then God just healed him. I mean, he just did, and he's doing so well. But before all of that happened, they were able to get Dean in the studio there with John and Mark, and he recorded that classic Oh Holy Night. And so you will hear Dean just before all of that took place. God's timing is perfect. So Dean was able to sing Oh Holy Night, and then we were able to put our vocals in later, and it is really a very special moment on that CD to hear his voice again singing Oh Holy Night.
That's Pat Barker, and here are the Guardians featuring Dean Hickman on Oh Holy Night.
Oh Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul fell in swerve.
His holy name.
Holy Night. That's the Guardians featuring Dean Hickman. In just a moment, we'll enjoy music from the new Allen Family Christmas recording. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
From Richland Locker to their cherished customers, happy holidays. They're grateful for the support throughout the year and are excited for what's to come in 2025.
Strang Heating and Electric wishes their customers a joyful holiday season. They're grateful for the trust and support shown throughout the year, and they look forward to serving everyone in the new year. This holiday season, Tri-County Building Supply thanks their loyal customers for an amazing year. They send warm wishes for a Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. There are several groups with new Christmas albums this year, like the Allens. Todd Allen introduces his family.
We've actually been in this ministry for 28 years. My wife, Michelle, and I actually have 8 children. And many of the listeners might remember us as either the Todd Allen family or the Allen family. And primarily, we were known as the group with all the kids. So everywhere we would go, you know, the children were always mentioned. Here as of late, we've kind of rebranded, and now we're just kind of known as the Allens, because the little children are no longer little children.
That's Todd Allen. His wife, Michelle, talks about the new Christmas project, Christmas Night.
We are super excited about the new Christmas album. It's been several years, like probably almost a decade, since we've done a Christmas album. And so we just, with the new group, the new sound, it was time. And it's got lots of familiar ones people are going to recognize, like Oh Holy Night and traditional Christmas ones. But then there's also several that are originals to us. We have lots of songwriters in the family, and so we're very excited about that. Actually, one of the new ones, it is the first time that our youngest, Christian, has had one of his songs that he's written that we've recorded.
That's Michelle Allen. Christian tells us about that song.
It just came about sort of quickly. We were in a spot where Christmas songs were just so difficult to write. The title, Star and Stable, came into my mind, and I just realized I've never heard a Christmas song with that specific, you know, catch, that hook. So I built out a chorus, sent it to a couple of my brothers. They helped me out, buffed it out, and we got that one done. It was a good one.
That's Christian Allen, and here are the Allens with Star and the Stable.
Creation sings a lullaby for the baby boy on this wondrous night. Skies alive with the brightest light. Shouts of praise and joyful cries, Messiah God, He is here tonight. The hope of the world is alive.
See the star and the stable, hear the song of the angels. Come adore, the King has arrived. Bow down and worship the one who deserves it.
Yeah.
Star and the Stable, that's the Allens. Josh Allen tells us what an Allen family Christmas is like.
The Allens are an interesting story. So we actually live on our bus all the time and have done so for 28 years. We don't have a house. So when it comes to Christmas time, we actually try to get out of the bus and find, you know, a place where we can kind of spread out and maybe a condo somewhere. Typically, we'll go to a different spot of the country. Those of us that no longer travel will converge. Now, even though that seems a little bit non-traditional to other people, we do interject quite a bit of tradition into that, mainly the tradition of eating.
That's Josh Allen. Michelle Allen talks about another one of her favorites on the Christmas Night Project.
One of my favorites on the Christmas album is called This Is Your King. Our oldest son, who no longer travels with us, he wrote that song, but Danny is featured on that song, and it's a great yep. song. It is about Christmas, but I think it's a song that can also be sung year-round, so I'm excited about that one.
That's Michelle Allen, and here are the Allens with This Is Your King.
He's not here for riches and honor. He's not like any king you'll find. He came to show us the Father. Love sounds like a baby's cry. He didn't come with a crown, commanding us to bow. He didn't come with an army to demonstrate his power. He didn't come to be served by the people that he made. Come see the place where Jesus lays. This is your King. This is your God. This is the one who has come to redeem and restore. Rebellion. He's not here to silence all the hate. He's not here defending his honor. Humbly as a baby came.
He didn't come with a list of all of his demands. He didn't come with a sword or a gavel in his hand. He didn't come as a warrior with fire in his eyes. He came to die. This is the Christ. This is your King. This is your God. This is the one who has come to redeem and restore us. This is your
is your King, the Allens from their project Christmas Night. And that'll wrap up things for the Gospel Greats today. All of the music heard is available at singingnewstore.com. Again, that's singingnewstore.com. If you have a request, feel free to call us on our 24-hour request line at 1-800-452-1473. Again, that's 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, it's our Christmas special, A Gospel Christmas.
A Gospel Christmas.
Songs and stories about Christmas.
Some of the greatest memories of my life were Christmas Eve, going to my grandmother's house.
A Gospel Christmas coming up next week. I'm Rodney Balcom. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week, right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
Southwest Title extends heartfelt holiday greetings to their valued customers. They're proud to be a part of the community and wish everyone peace and happiness in 2025.
The Village of Muscadet and Mushroom Fest celebrates the holiday season by thanking their loyal customers. Here's to a joyful Christmas and a prosperous start to 2025 for everyone.
Bring me back to you. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said this has gone too far after drone reports caused slow airport traffic at Stewart Airport north of New York City Friday. New Jersey officials say they need more federal authority to deal with the drone sightings, but federal authorities are saying something else, says ABC's Raina Roy.
The FBI also getting involved here, saying less than 100 of 5,000 tips required further investigation. Federal officials reaffirming there is no obvious threat or criminal activity, but also admitting there are drones flying over New Jersey that cannot be identified, and calling the public